The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The World Cup Final and the Wimbledon Final are on a collision course. Both will take place at the same time as Swiss tennis great Roger Federer ponders the scenario.
I'm more concerned that the World Cup final will have issues because of the Wimbledon final is going on. Because they'll hear all every point, wow, oh my God, love 15. 15:30. And then the players are going to look up in the crowd and don't understand what's going on in Wimbledon. So that's how important Wimbledon is to me and to us over here. Maybe you should ask the questions over in Russia, how they're going to feel about Wimbledon being played at the same time.
Federer's tournament came to an end against South African Kevin Anderson, who scored his biggest win to reach his first Wimbledon semifinals.
I think I've started to believe in myself a lot more. Coming into this event definitely felt just a more quiet confidence of, you know, going further in it than, you know, maybe I had in the past.
After having a stellar clay season, Spaniard Rafael Nadal's solid showing means he remains the world's top-ranked player after Wimbledon.
Of course, I prefer to be number one than number two. It's no doubt about this, but I really don't came here to hold number one. I just came here to try to do the best tournament possible. And, of course, it's very positive to be already in the second week, winning three matches, and that's it.
There have been so many upsets at the tournament this year, which Nadal attributes to the tricky grass surface.
We don't play very often in this surface, so all the matches are dangerous, and the matches decides in just a few balls. It's a big difference between clay than here, for example. Then in clay you have time, here you don't have time.
The World Cup final is set. France versus Croatia. The French have waited 20 years to play for the title since hosting the World Cup in 1998. Many have felt the team, known as Le Bleu, is having a similar run as the previous championship team did, and pick France to hoist the trophy on July 15th. But not so fast. Croatia has been a World Cup threat for a long time and crushed the hopes of England's faithful to reach the final for the first time. The energy and defiance Croatia is showing at this tournament could carry it to football glory. Who do you think will win? We're asking that question on Twitter at VOA Game Room. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.